Hi everyone, Charlie here. It's episode 176 of the Cherry Podcast. This week, everybody is talking about Card Porn is Out. The hobby watchdog has been chased down by a news story from Darren Rovell. Grayson and I talk about that. Plus, Brian Gray leaves Leaf Trading Cards with a new CEO. And we answer your questions live. Thanks for listening. See you on the next episode. Bye.
The first thing that everybody's been talking about happened perhaps over the weekend. And I first started hearing about this story on Twitter.
You're big on Twitter.
I love Twitter. Well, it's called X now. Mm-hmm. It's called X now. And we don't tweet anymore. We just post. They're just called posts.
X, go and give it to you.
Yeah. I would say start building the following on X. Because I think it's fun. We've got a question. That's fantastic. Chief Tommy says, Mahomes rookies, hold or sell. Send it through to the question sticker guys and we'll answer it there. Grayson will answer it there. He'll be excited to answer that. But some controversy on Twitter started with a journalist. I think his name is Darren Rovell. Looking at the authenticity of a jersey with some pictures used to certify that authenticity, which then has allegedly involved card porn, which has resulted in card porn deleting their accounts across YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, where the following was huge, and disappeared from the hobby. Mm-hmm. So people have made a lot of content around it already. Mm-hmm. They've spoken about it. What I'm seeing already is that it's left a big vacuum of hobby content because the account was large, very large, over 100,000 followers on Instagram, nearly 10,000 on Twitter. We're nearly at 10,000 on Twitter as well, by the way, just saying. And had started a YouTube channel, which I'm sure would have been filled with interesting content as well.
Yes.
But what's this going to mean for sort of hobby content on Instagram? Because that was a large place where people would discuss all sorts of issues. What do you think, G?
I think that it was a very interesting account in the way that it started off with controversial angles on things, and then it became kind of a hobby police. I remember early on I was very hot and cold on I like some things, I didn't like other things. It's interesting, actually. One of the things that my takeaway from it, and I've been featured on doing, what's it, conflict of interest, been featured on it numerous times, knew the person who is known as Juan, as someone who requests to make content or connect people, etc. Never ever had a conversation of, I think you're card porn, are you card porn? We never had that conversation, but we did have content that was created that clearly was hitting that channel.
So, yeah, sometimes.
I kind of respected the anonymity a little bit. One of the things I hated on the posts was this ravenous, this voracious jumping on that people would get for indiscretions, for making poor life choices. And because I feel like if you want to attack someone, if you want to like really attack someone today, whether you want to attack them physically or you want to attack them digitally on the internet, then go down the list of people that deserve it most in the world that day.
Yeah.
Like work your way down the list because the person you're going to attack or the person who's being attacked, there's literally like, they're probably still in the top 5% of like reasonable people. It's probably not even like in the top, in the bottom, like 50% of bad decisions made that day. And I don't understand it, and I don't like the flying effect has, particularly, I've got obviously a daughter, particularly it has in kids.
Yeah.
I think it's disgusting behavior. I think it sets a disgusting example.
That piling on mentality.
Absolutely. I don't, like, you think about the awful things that people do. I'm a big fan of Mike Tyson. I like listening to Mike Tyson on podcasts.
Yeah.
I watch Mike Tyson box. He has made some of the worst decisions that humans can make within a reasonably privileged position.
Buying a tiger.
One. But the extra, like if you were going to extraordinarily pile on someone, I mean, surely he would still, Cardboard would have to be, have done not as bad things as Mike Tyson, surely still, I imagine,
in
the scale of things, without having to put him, without putting him in a scale of things. I just don't think it is a healthy thing to do. And so that was one of the things I didn't like about the channel. There's certainly that irony that people have touched on. That's kind of what's happening now. And so there's that part of it I never really liked. I do think that a channel which holds people to account or shines a light on certain things is really valuable.
Yeah.
And I don't like it when it blurs that line of bullying, and I don't like it when it blurs the line of defamation. So, I mean, this instance, one of Cardporn, I assume there's multiple people. It's a big account.
But yeah.
The one person has done so many things, has connected so many times about things to improve this space and do really great things for the community, to put it on a pedestal. If they have made these poor decisions or been involved in complicitly, and that comes to light with some, you know, obviously some hard facts, then I hope that that's addressed in the right channels and not addressed in, people doing, stupid things or unfortunate things. So, that's my, I guess, where I sit on it.
I mean, we'll see, we'll see what eventuates with it, whether it sort of blows over and everybody moves on, or if other things happen, if people are tracked down and things like that. But we'll see. It's going to leave a big, as I said, it's going to leave a big space for hobby content, especially on Instagram. So we'll see what happens there. Somebody else is
What is it about that game used memorabilia space or memorabilia space? That is so...
Game used jerseys?
Any jerseys and stuff. That's always been such a... that's always been seen as such an opportunity by people to do the wrong thing. I mean, I remember there was a documentary that looked into it. It was like 95% of the...
Wow, okay.
It was a crazy number.
You're talking about the photo matching side of things?
No, just memorabilia in general. I think the fake autographs and fake jerseys and all that stuff, it's a space that's been... very murky water for a long time. Then you get people like TriStar, Jeff at TriStar, who have had to create, reputable businesses in that space.
Yeah, that's it's a tough one. It's been on eBay. It's been the Wild West since it started. There's been people printing their own certificates of authenticity, all sorts of stuff going on since the very beginning. So I can't imagine it will change.
A guy now on the private Cherry crew that you have posted some wrestling photos. You would have seen them. With authenticity.
Oh, yeah.
They got these in the 2000s and what are your thoughts? Like, I could have written I could have written my name as The Rock more like he signs it.
Yeah.
And the company like prints like a little, like a piece of paper. Didn't even spend money on that to make themselves a premium.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they got away with it. Like,
yeah. Yes, people get away with it. He can't keep getting away with it. I don't know. I don't buy a lot of memorabilia or autos or stuff like that. The stuff that I get, it's usually like I get some of it I get in person and I know that it's for me and I'm never going to sell it. So I don't really care. Like the autos that I've gotten of people in movies that I love at conventions, that's staying in my collection.
Mm.
I don't need a certificate of authenticity from Oz Comic Con that they'll try and sell me to authenticate that I was there and, you know, I had it. Dan the Card Man added a comment, I think. PR Ryan explained it as a lack of experts out there for game-used men. That might be an Instagram account or something that might be worth looking into. So is it because it's a new field, a newer field, that it's more easy to mislead people sometimes? I don't know.
Well, I had the when we went through that process like 2 or 3 years ago where so many of the Panini cards went from game or event to no specific.
Mm.
And everyone was like, I only want game used stuff. My opinion then was that was a legal shift of the chain of custody for this stuff is so loose so that it can actually get manufactured that we're not prepared to, you know, stand, you know, with our hand on the Bible on this. I've been told directly that is not the case.
Okay.
But I still think it is.
Yeah.
I still think a lawyer was going, I think we should say not connected.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah. Okay, Dan's explained. Patrick Ryan is a big game used collector, very prominent in that space. Check him out. He's great. There we go. Good tip from Dan the Card Man. All those scoreboard COEs aren't legit. I don't know who that is.
No comment.
Yeah. Card Porn is out. Somebody else is out, but not for controversial reasons.
Mm.
Probably for good reasons, I think. I saw this announced on Twitter as well because Brian loves Twitter. Brian Gray has left Leaf, his own business, after building it over decades, I think. And
decades, absolutely.
He's had obviously massive success over the last few years. Brilliant products, especially the recent Pop Century that's come out. I mean, there's brilliant products everywhere that that Leaf's put out, but that last Pop Century really was like, who else is it? Like, I saw Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Which I was like, I want it.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think Brian, he indicated to us that this was his desire, like 2021. We sat down and he was like,
yep.
It's a 2-year process.
Okay.
He's held his word. I feel like that's how he does business. His business is clockwork. Products are fantastic. Designs are really interesting. It must be so hard playing in that space. It's got some great stories. You got to get him on a podcast to talk about that Don Bradman story.
Yes.
Because
he is great. He is famously great to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that story about when he came to Australia, basically peddling his wares out of a suitcase.
Yeah.
He's just,
yeah, it was like an episode of like Pablo Escobar tier, like Narcos story of him flying down with big old sets of Upper Deck and stuff like that. And yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, he's he is larger than life. And will be greatly missed. Assuming he's missed, I got a feeling that he's probably going to be doing consultancy work for companies, particularly.
I would think so.
As we enter what is likely to be quite an aggressive, unlicensed era. wish him all the best.
Yeah.
Was excited and surprised to see that he managed to secure Kevin O'Neill, who previous top dog at Tops, into the CEO position. And Kevin is he's on my Mount Rushmore of people that I've got respect for in this space that I've known for over almost a decade or decade and a half. Thinks globally, thinks about the consumer experience, values relationships. I won't say that Leaf's only going to get better, because I think that's a stretch, but it's in very, very good hands. So congratulations, Leaf, on that appointment.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of Tops, that big first auto of Wembanyama's sold. I think it was a golden. Four was slabbed. I can't remember what grade it got, but sold for $67,000. Huge number on – he hasn't played a game yet. I mean, we say this every year with rookies, but he hasn't played yet. He's very tall and he's very skinny. Is that an indication of where his value is going to be for the rest of the season? Are they going to play him very much?
I've got a feeling that we sold a college auto of Zion
for like
15K, number to 5 or something.
Okay, because this was a college card, wasn't it?
Yeah, college card.
Yeah.
You won't have any NBA autos.
No.
Which has helped its value. That's off about 15K. I think Zion had way more hype than Wemby.
Yes.
I don't think they're comparable. I think Wemby's interesting, and but I don't think anyone considers him on the same trajectory as Zion. So that was a big number then. This is an extraordinary number in the current market, and post Wemby's uninspiring preseason.
Yep.
Where he didn't look.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, he didn't look like he would have a big year this year. You wouldn't have thought. So it could take time. I'm surprised by the number, but there's still a lot of hype there. The thing that I'm really excited about is the Tops thing.
Yeah. Oh, that sort of, what is it, like a prize for each person who pulls a certain auto or a certain card?
So then if you've got the 99 redemption, which I think is the green parallel.
Yep.
Then you can be flown to, I assume, Fanatics headquarters.
Yep.
To meet Wemby.
Wow.
Which is extraordinary in and of itself. It's probably about, I don't know, $2,000 experience.
Yeah.
3,000 with flights.
Yeah, yeah, at least. Yeah.
Depending on where I'm staying, could be 4,000 with accommodation.
Oh, come on.
You go in the running to win the one of one, the one that he marked as first ever auto.
Yeah.
Which I think is better than the Superfractor.
Right. So. That's cool. That's a great idea of a prize. Mm. Nice work on that one, Tops.
How could it be 7 questions?
Yeah, I know.
Let's get to one.
Yeah, let's get to questions. Because we'll need to.
NBL pound
and NBL singles. Insta Yoni has asked about. I think the NBL Tops Chrome singles are going up today, as far as I know.
Yep, Dale's been working on that. The NBL pound will go up.
Will there be an NBL pound?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's going to go up for people that want to complete sets and things like that. Kids that want to just collect bunches of cards.
Yep. And Yoni, the singles will be up today.
The question there, how did card porn get credibility with big names? I don't necessarily think it's credibility. I think in the Instagram space, it is exposure. So certainly Card Porn was an account that was able to get you amplified, whatever your message was, whatever your product was.
Mm.
We never worked with them like financially in terms of getting like a sponsored post, but I'm assuming big companies would have absolutely have said how much for a post.
Oh, yeah. They would have done. Yeah, I mean, the account was verified. It had a large following.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're to believe that this person is an account builder, you know, that people saying that they belong to food porn is the same team.
Mm.
I mean, they're people who build accounts in different niches, and that's what you do eventually is you aim to monetize it.
Mm.
What else have we got? Looks like some of these.
These comments.
Comments. Wish me luck. TCG on the same topic says, I think the hobby will take slight damage in terms of trust after Card Porn was calling out others, yet might have tried to pull swift ones themselves. I mean, trust is always an issue whenever you're dealing with any collectibles, I think. Well, I mean, there's anything when you're talking about e-commerce and eBay, but certainly in the collectible space when you're talking about autographs and, you know, you want
sealed boxes.
Yeah, sealed boxes and sealed action figures and things like that. It's always you want to make sure that you're dealing with people who have been around for a long time, yeah. people who are not going to, you know, burn their entire business to the ground for a $500 item or a $100 item.
There is banking royal commissions. There is government agencies have massive investigations into the way that they handle things. There's, do you think the FBI have ever been involved in nefarious activity? Like, there's so many different areas in which trust is damaged. Mm. I don't think anyone goes into an unregulated collectible space like cards and assumes that it is a clean skin. That doesn't happen. Mm. And if that is what people think, well, then, you know, hopefully they have due diligence when they're buying and selling. We still get ripped off, ad nauseum daily.
Yeah.
Like we would have constant fraud.
Oh, chargebacks.
Chargebacks.
People slipping in fake cards.
False purchases on eBay and all that sort of stuff. It's just nonstop. It's not like you can stick a knife in one or two people in this hobby and then it's just all clean.
Mm.
And it will never be. So I think it's bad due diligence and recognizing that we're an unregulated space.
Mm.
So act accordingly.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. Good questions. Thank you, everybody. We've got to open up the shop, so we better move.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.